Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Saudi Arabia cracks down on illegal entry as a Muslim Holy Week offers some unique prayer opportunities. Then later, church planters see the Lord at work among the world's largest Islamic population. We'll tell you what's going on in just a few moments. And we'll start today in Saudi Arabia, which stopped more than 269,000 people from entering Mecca this week because they didn't have the proper Hajj permits. Mecca is currently hosting 1.4 million Muslims, and more are coming. Suzanne Hegard with our sister ministry Prayercast says,
"This is a very holy week for Muslims. They prepare for months with trying to procure a seat or a ticket, with packing, preparations."
Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam. It starts tomorrow and ends on Monday, June 9th.
It is a spiritual pilgrimage that they complete once in their lifetime, if finances and physical ability allows them to. They see it as a religious duty. They believe that Hajj will earn them salvation.
Performing the Hajj pilgrimage is considered a test of patience, temperament, and devotion to Allah.
For those who didn't get their ticket, we're praying that they can realize that Jesus is readily available for all Muslims everywhere to offer full hope and peace right where they are.
Now that you know, how will you respond? Join Prayercast's email campaign to pray for Muslims during Hajj.
We would love to have you guys join us and pray during Hajj for Muslims, because God created Muslims and He loves them.
Next, this Sunday is the International Day for the Unreached. Christians will rally in prayer and action on behalf of the more than 3 billion people alive today who've been denied access to Jesus. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World shares an awesome story that God began in 1910 among his tribe, the Hamar of Northeast India.
"We were an unengaged, unreached people group at the time."
They were also headhunters, but then Welsh missionary Watkin Roberts sent a translation of the Gospel of John to the tribal chiefs.
"There were a few that were semi-literate, and they knew that it was something important, and so they scrawled on the back, 'Please, sir, come and explain the meaning of this book.'"
Roberts defied British orders and snuck away to the Hamar. 5 days together changed everything. Roberts found a cultural analogy that they understood. He compared Christ to the sacrificial animal that brought peace between two warring groups.
"And our people, they got it."
Podaiti's grandfather was one of the first to accept Christ. He then memorized the Gospel of John.
"It just spread from hut to hut and then from village to village, and our entire tribe was evangelized, and almost entirely by its own people, within one generation."
The transformation of this one unreached people group has had impact on millions today. Praise God, and learn how to join the prayer movement for the unreached this week at missionnews.org. And finally, once an Indonesian comes to Christ, their passion to share the gospel is hard to quench. But without experience or guidance, a young believer can become discouraged. Brian Dennett from AMG International tells us,
"They've come to Christ and they have a burden for their own people."
Indonesia has the largest Muslim population in the world. Its many tribes vary in culture, but they all share one deep need: Jesus.
"We have targeted 12 different people groups, tribes that have had literally no exposure to the gospel. We've done that in partnership with our local church network there."
AMG runs a Bible training center preparing pastors and church planters to go out wisely and safely.
"One planter team that we have over the last 6 months has established a regular ministry with 9 family groups. And among these, 5 have confessed their faith in Jesus and are meeting regularly in a home church."
Miracles accompany this work. One woman, suffering from severe vision loss, was prayed for by a local church planter and his wife.
"After sharing the word of God and praying this one time, her vision was completely restored."
This divine healing brought that woman and many others to Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.